Dumps, tunnels, backrooms, and more. Part 2. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of October 8, 2025. As I said in the first part of this subject, images and photographs would be very useful in this case, but as I am already going to say way too much, perhaps it is best that I just describe things. How the world, how the planet is structured, is very different to how official science on Earth describes it. The planet has large hollow places underground, which are cavities of all sizes, ranging from inconsequential and minute pockets of air well below the surface, to hollow spaces larger than an average country, so large that they host entire independent ecosystems that are completely unknown to humans on the surface, complete with never-before-seen animals and plants with rampant photoluminescence. The range of depth of these hollow spaces goes from just below the surface to several hundreds of kilometers below, if not even deeper. The reasons we, as outsiders, know this are because we have advanced mapping systems based on neutrinos. As I said in the first part, we know the structure of Earth, and of any other planet for that matter, quite well and to great detail. The Earth's crust is heavily fragmented, allowing seawater to filter down through the cracks, filling many of those cavities to the point that there is at least 10 times more water underground than on the surface above in the shape of the seas you know. When some of that water deep underground is trapped in tight spaces between the Earth's crust, it is subjected to immense pressure that causes it to boil and to change chemically, blending with other minerals and elements that surround it and in which it is, forming what you know as hydrocarbons, which are the result of natural movements of the Earth's crust, therefore are highly renewable and have absolutely nothing to do with fossils. These cavities have been exploited by Earth's humans for thousands of years, but have mostly been kept a secret, limiting this kind of knowledge to the secret societies that control those in power. One of the main reasons why this knowledge is so limited for the people on the surface is because those who control Earth's society there live and dwell deep underground, where they have developed an advanced interstellar civilization based on exploiting those above and imposing a false cosmological and base reality narrative that suits their needs and facilitates their exploitation. Everything is fragmented and compartmentalized, so each person supposedly in the know only has a small picture of everything that is going on, and only on a need-to-know basis. Even members of so-called deep secret societies will only know what the ones appointed above want he or she to know, and to be able to perform a specific task or function. Furthermore, the deep secret societies also spread lies and false narratives onto the members of other, not so deep secret societies, who in turn do the same to other even shallower ones, especially to the ones who must deal with the normal surface-dwelling population. This is one of the reasons why many of the widely known, not so secret anymore, societies still push institutionalized religions onto their members, as they must still interact with the normal population, and are not worthy to know and manage so-called privileged knowledge, which heavily contradicts the first, which was set in place by the deeper secret societies for population control purposes. All this means that there is no one place to research all this information, being that all that is left to do is study everything that may be related and can be found, and then add the dots. But it is still possible, always having in mind that the most important books have been sequestered or destroyed by the powers that be. The reason why those in real places of power don't want the people looking at certain types of books is quite easy to understand and see, as that knowledge would destroy the official narrative and status quo of all that they have been imposing as reality. It would destroy their cherished matrix, in other words. Unlike what happens with at least most of the human surface population, they cannot manipulate us the same way because we can literally see underground with advanced technology, and we also have access to documents and data about planet Earth, which enables us to have at least a better understanding of what is really going on there, even though there is still a lot of research to be done, as we too have been manipulated by other levels of the same mechanisms, by whatever is behind the Galactic Federation. Compartmentalization is what they use to cover the truth, and this is also easy to see when we study the access points and tunnels that lead to the world underground. There are more than 10 times as many cities underground as on the surface, which is left only as the human farm they exploit for their sustenance, and which is inhabited by highly manipulated people who must follow their exploitative rules and regulations just to survive. Just about every major city has countless access points to the world underground, but most of them are camouflaged as normal tunnels, perhaps as the remains of older subway systems which are no longer in service. Others are said to be old tunnels which were used in the time of the Prohibition, and others are said to be abandoned tunnels and catacombs which were used in times of religious persecution, and so on. They will always have a logical explanation for the existence of any tunnels which at first sight may lead to an illusory dead end, when in reality they are equipped with hidden trapdoors, movable walls, and camouflaged entrances to other tunnels, which will lead to others which will finally lead to the world underground. And there are countless variations to this theme. As I explained in the first part of this video, the people who live underground go up to the surface whenever they want, mostly for recreational purposes, and are at least mostly part of the so-called elite and the super-rich, especially those who are not known to the general surface population, leaving the known ones, those who are famous or notorious as part of their compartmentalization camouflage system. Those who are really in control of the surface society are not interested in being notorious, as their egos are not nurtured by popular acclaim, especially because they see the surface population as animals, because they literally use that very word to describe them. You can see those who are really controlling surface human society at work when you observe how seemingly enemy nations work together to impose a completely false narrative onto their citizens. You can see here, among countless other examples, how those in places of real power manipulate all nations as they are all under their control, and all conflicts and differences between them are false, sustained and created for exploitative population control purposes, of the human farm. Those in real places of power, and who live and dwell underground, have created an onion-like social structure on planet Earth, where each level is self-contained and self-corroborated, and thinks that they are the holders of the ultimate truth, when in reality they are all being controlled and manipulated by the levels from below. Another important part of their system are backrooms, which are quarters, corridors, and spaces in normal buildings which are not accessible to the general population or to the people who usually work there. Nearly all government buildings have backrooms, as well as those that belong to big corporations, old and new buildings alike, and all this I am saying is nothing new. They are mostly used for people in power to move and hide in their own buildings, as needed, like when they may be confronted by their rivals, because at more surface levels, there is indeed a lot of rivalry. Although this use for backrooms is quite mundane and logical, there is another level to them, and it is when they are used as part of a transit system that leads to other, more secret tunnels that, in turn, lead to the world underground. This, as most super tycoons of big corporations are linked to deep secret societies, which have access to at least some parts of the world underground, which is also heavily compartmentalized as well, as many elite members who think they are in the know may take for granted that there aren't any levels below them, who are above them, because they too work on a need-to-know basis only. All those people who control surface human society also have strong links to esoteric and lower astral subjects, including human disappearing and Lyrian trafficking through those backrooms, all of which add yet another level to this mess, as we will discuss in the next video about this topic. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.